5 RJL, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. You bought the Canada hot there, Lewis, over. Nothing heard, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, affordable clear.
Call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul VK2APA is standing by, and on the Central Coast, Steve VK2SKC will be taking callbacks on 6-metre, 2-metre and 23-centimetre repeaters at VK2RAG. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 80, then 40, 30, 160, and finally 20 metres. In engineering, Jamie will take callbacks on 10 metres, VHF and UHF frequencies, and will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.
Righto, that was the this week. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Now let's go straight into the callback. This is John VK3HJQ.
VK2, Bravo India Oscar.
VK2, Bravo Mike Golf.
Right, I've got a couple of stations in there. I've got Mike, and somebody else got jumped on. Might have been Mr. VK7, I don't know. We'll wait until we get over to him. VK2BIA from VK3SK2 for the WIA / Sun Radio New South Wales VK2WI Morning News Callback. Good morning. Mike, please go ahead.
VK3HJQ, VK2 Bravo Lindy Oscar. Good morning. Thank you for passing on the transmission today. I was interested to hear about the operator on the Carnival cruise that made a number of contacts. I was on a cruise 3 weeks ago, and I had an ID 52 plus with me, which was confiscated when we were boarding. The Carnival website says the possession of amateur equipment by licensed operators is permitted. I spoke to the customs service people who referred me to security, who I explained my case to, and they said they'd get back to me, and they never did, so I was a bit disappointed with that one. But anyway, that's just another story. Anyway, thanks again. VK3HJQ, VK2, Bravo India Oscar.
Yeah, no worries at all there, Mike. So why do they confiscate the radio? Are they worried about it interfering with the ship like they do on planes, or what was the story before I go to the next station?
The security at the embarkation point just thought a radio and thought, hello, we don't know what this is all about. I explained, that I was another radio operator, but they said, no, the rules say we have to confiscate it and contact customer service when you get on the ship, and they can return it to you or not. And as it turns out, they didn't. I did get it back when we disembarked after the cruise, but... yeah, they didn't seem too friendly about that one.
Ah, unbelievable. What a pain in the you-know-what. Although they had something in the States where, somewhere over there was putting little bombs in the radios or something or other, so maybe there's something to do with that. Anyway, as long as you got it back, I suppose that's the main thing. That doesn't, you can't have any fun when you're on the cruise, can you? Some contacts. Righto, let's work with Mike there, and let's go to Mike, the other Mike, VK2BGM from VK3HJQ. Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, John. VK3HJQ, VK2 Bravo, Mike Golf. You can get that wrong. I don't know who BGM is. anyway, yeah, I was going to hopefully get up to Dural tonight, this morning, but...